Jack Wedge is a hotel worker from Prince Edward Island, Canada. A while back, he found himself attempting the unthinkable.
Tyson goes to work right away, and he gets Trevor in trouble, and he's down! He'll have to take the stand.
Jack was going to face Mike Tyson, the 5'11", 218-pound heavyweight boxing champion of the world. But as if that wasn't challenging enough, Jack would be wearing a blindfold. Okay, so we're actually talking about a video game, the 1987 classic Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. And while this wasn't going to be quite as risky as stepping into the ring with a real-life Tyson, it was still going to be crazy. Some even thought impossible. Only a Game's Jonathan Chang has the story.
Jack Wedge was maybe 4 years old when he first saw Mike Tyson's Punch-Out at a friend's house. Pretty soon, his dad brought home a copy.
It's one of the games I used to play a lot with my dad when I was young.
Punch-Out is a boxing game. You control a character named Little Mac. You can punch and dodge, and if you knock your opponent down for the 10 count, you win. But if Little Mac is knocked down 3 times before that, you lose. That's what makes the final boss, Mike Tyson, so difficult.
His punches send you to the mat in one hit for a good portion of the fight. One mistake and you're down. You're down 3 times, that's it, fight's over, you lose.
When he was 17, Jack discovered the website GameFAQs. There, Jack found a community of gamers that shared different techniques and ways to play the game, like trying to win only on the 10 count or without using any star punches, Little Mac's super move.
Before I know it, you know, I'm hooked, along with this other about half a dozen people or so.
Jack began speedrunning, a way of playing video games where people try to beat a game as quickly as possible. But around 2005, the niche community felt they had accomplished just about everything they possibly could.
Weekly or daily messages being sent back and forth there became like monthly to bi-monthly messages, and it was just kind of... things slowed down for that right around there. I mean, I'd still play the game the odd time because it was one of my favorites, but just very casual there.
Then in 2014, Jack was watching an internet stream of a charity event featuring elite speedrunners. That's when he saw a gamer named Sinister One trying to beat Punch-Out, blindfolded. Punch-Out relies on twitch reflex and memorizing patterns, and the patterns get more confusing and punches stronger with each of the 14 fights. But by listening to the game's sound effects and memorizing enemy patterns, Sinister One was able to predict what was coming without even looking. Sinister One had attempted the blindfolded run at that charity event twice before, but he had never come close to reaching the last fight. So when he reached Tyson this time, onlookers wondered if he was about to make history.
Hey, I've got a quick question.
Sure.
Are you really human?
But Sinister One knew better when it came to Tyson.
So I'm just going to say something about Mike Tyson. I don't want to say it's impossible to beat him blindfolded, but the odds of it happening would probably be about the same as the odds of winning Powerball or something like that.
Sinister One explained that parts of Tyson's patterns are just random. You couldn't memorize them. And with his one-hit knockout punches in the early part of the fight, Tyson knocked out Sinister One in less than a minute. Mike Tyson looked unbeatable, but Jack wasn't convinced.
It was kind of like a, well, maybe, I don't know, I kind of want to try it myself.
A few months went by before Jack would get his chance. He had a job and a daughter, and this was going to take some time. Then in early 2015...
I remember just waking up one morning and looking out the window and it was white. And then I remember, all right, okay, sure, getting up, getting my breakfast into me, going to go outside for my morning smoke, and I open the door, and it's white, and falling towards me, and I can't see anything.
It was a record-setting snowstorm, and Jack was stuck inside for a week.
I was buying cigarettes from more prepared neighbors of mine by the end of that week there, and going maybe a little crazy with nothing to do but have a couple of beers to unwind a bit every day.
Jack knew that he finally had the chance to do what no other human being had ever done before. By this time, a member from the original Punch-Out GameFAQs, D-Tysonator, had beaten Mike Tyson blindfolded. But he had skipped to the final boss. No one had ever beaten the game blindfolded from start to finish. With the help of Sinister One, D D-Tysonator and other gamers, Jack soon mastered specific sequences of moves that allowed him to pull off perfectly timed punches and dodges for each opponent.
Within probably the span of 5 or 6 days of working on this, I was very consistently getting to the last fight, Mike Tyson. But I'd still be getting destroyed all the time there. It's like, all right, you know, back to the drawing board on this one.
Jack started filming his attempts. The first 13 rounds were usually a breeze, but Tyson always brought back the nerves.
Yeah. All right. I have some new tricks on Tyson, so I'm going to at least make it at around one here.
But even with his new tricks, Jack failed to beat Tyson during his first 3 filmed attempts. On his 4th try, he survived the most difficult part of the fight. And after being knocked down only once over the first 2 rounds, Jack felt good entering the 3rd and final round.
I can do this. Oh, okay. I could have won in round 2. All right. Focus, buddy. We got this.
But Tyson wasn't going down easy. He connected on a few early punches, and halfway through the round, as Jack hit Tyson with multiple jabs, Tyson threw an uppercut that knocked him down for the 2nd time. Jack was 1 knockdown away from losing yet again. And with the clock ticking, Tyson connected on 2 more uppercuts. Another hit would finish Jack. But if he could stay on his feet until the final bell, Jack would win.
Yes!
It's a sense of pride, I guess, you know, even though it's just a video game or whatever, but at least for like this moment in time, you know, like you are the best in the world at this one thing.
Jack posted the video on YouTube. After the first couple days, it still had fewer than 100 views, but
the next day when I woke up, or rather when I was awoken by my phone just beeping constantly, it's like, pick up my phone, look at it. You have 249 YouTube notifications. I'm like, what?
The video had gone viral, and as surprised as he was to see the attention his video received, Jack was just as surprised to hear from people that he hadn't spoken to in years.
Man, I haven't seen you in ages. We should, like, hang out and have a drink or something, because that was so neat, and now you're famous and all that. It's like, you know, do they think that I'm, you know, getting money off this because it's got, like, so many views or something? Because I'm not.
4 years since the epic fight, Jack still plays an occasional game of Punch-Out. And his friends? Well, the small group of Punch-Out speedrunners has grown. Jack says the game got a boost in popularity after his video went viral. After all, he beat Mike Tyson, blindfolded.
That's Only a Game's Jonathan Chang.